Hello, this is Doug Dyke. This audio file contains the information that I usually cover during a preseason parent meeting. This year, we are trying a new way of getting the information out to parents and guardians via audio files and email attachments. Since this is the first time we have tried something like this, I would ask that any suggestions you might think would better this process to email me at douglas.dyke@beasd.net. The first thing I would like to mention is the 2019 Fall Sports Information Important Information page that will be attached to an email. It includes things like our athletic website, my Facebook page regarding Bald Eagle Area Athletics, trainer information, my contact information, picture dates, homecoming information, especially the parade this year is Wednesday, October 2nd, the senior nights for our four varsity sports, and also it mentions again the ScoreStream app so you can follow athletic events via your phone. The second thing I'd like to mention is a second attachment. It's the fall preseason bus schedule. Now, practices start Monday, August 12th. Most practices will be either involved with having the kids arrive via the buses or have them go home. Some use it for both ends. I will also add that the first week they're offered Monday through Friday, August 12th through the 16th. The second week, they are only offered Monday, August 19th through Thursday, August 22nd. And then this year, because school doesn't start till the Tuesday, Monday, August 26th, we will also offer buses that will bring the kids into school. Also on that sheet are the areas where the buses picks the kids up and drops them off in the evening. However, if you have any questions regarding the transportation, my suggestion is to call Ellen Solt in the business office at 355-5516. The next things I want to go over are the agenda that I would usually have in my hands at the parent meeting. So what I usually do is introduce myself and the head coaches and mention Scott DeVore, our trainer. Now, Scott should have an audio file that will be coming out regarding all his trainer stuff. And then the coaches will be sending out one with important information that they want to get out to you. I also want to remind everyone that if you know someone that hasn't turned in their packet, that all forms must be turned in by the first day of practice. Now, those first day of practices are August 12th for everyone. However, varsity football can start August 5th. So they can get their workouts in without helmets and shoulder pads before they start wearing full-fledged equipment. So August 12th is the first official day of PIAA sports. Now the schedules for your teams will be included on an email, and the coaches will go over that somewhat on their audio file. Back to talking a little bit more about buses. Our district offers late buses after practices. The late buses leave the school building at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at 5:45 on Fridays. Also, for athletic events, the district handles transporting students to away events unless there's extenuating circumstances. Unless a coach has stipulated in his team rules, parents can sign out students after events. If a parent wants someone other than themselves to take a student home from an event, it must be pre-approved by myself. Best way to do that is to email me your request so I can answer you and copy the coaches on that answer. No buses on vacation days, so parents are responsible on getting students to and from practices. Each coach will have their own team rules, plus we have a code of conduct which was included in the physical and other preseason paperwork. The main thing I like to highlight here is regarding parent and coaches' interactions. At no time should a parent or guardian approach a coach after a practice or event. If they want to talk to the coach, they should set up a time via email or text to talk to that coach when it's best to have, you know, a one-on-one discussion, or they can contact myself to, you know, set up a meeting if necessary. We will not discuss playing time, and if a parent or guardian does not set up the appropriate time and does approach a coach after a game or practice in a way that is not deemed appropriate, that parent or coach could be barred from attending athletic events for the rest of that season or even the rest of that school year. The next thing I want to highlight is to make sure that everyone's aware that students need to report to school by 9:50 a.m. if they would like to participate in that evening's practice or contest. If they come in after 9:50 a.m., they must have an excuse that details where they were from a third party, doctor, dentist, if they had any other important appointment that they needed to attend. Also, we take academic checks every week for grades, and they must be passing 4 credits to be eligible for the next week's activities. Now, the PIAA is in charge of the eligibility for student athletes, and if they're ineligible, then they will have to sit out from Saturday midnight to the following Saturday at midnight. Hopefully that does not happen. For us, it doesn't happen a lot, especially in the fall semester, but I just want to put it out there to remind folks that the students need to make sure they're getting good grades. I usually like to make a brief little comment about sportsmanship. That's not only for coaches and players, but also for the fans. Please make sure that your actions are not deemed inappropriate by any event personnel or the officials running the actual game or contest, so you don't get escorted or removed from the playing area. Any schedules that are giving out or online even are subject to change. Things can be changed obviously due to weather. Sometimes things come up either for ourselves or our opponents related to field trips or other school activities that a change may have to be made after the schedules are made public. If there is a schedule change, you will get an email. You will get a phone message, and if you signed up for texts, you also get a text. If for some reason school is canceled, 99% of the time, that means anything that day is canceled. However, if there's something still allowed to be played or practices allowed to be held, you will be notified of that in the same way that we would notify you of the cancellation. So, with that being said, this is my first ever attempt at getting this information out to you this way. If you have any questions, you can reach me at douglas.dyke@beasd.net, and my cell phone number is 280-0250. Thank you.